three pint-sized kids sat up front and sang in their Sunday school class on a snowy morning in Orchard Park. They are among six siblings their mother, Julie Neuwirth, left behind when she died in August. She was 37. It was a drug overdose. The children's grandmother, Susan Brennan, says her daughter was first introduced to opioids when her doctor prescribed her Lortab, a highly addictive opioid painkiller, for a back injury.
She went to the doctor and they gave her Lortabs, and it just progressed from there.
Before she died, Narcan brought Julie back from the brink of death many times. The FDA-approved drug revives people who have overdosed, restoring their breathing.
I mean, she was Narcaned, seven or eight times, and that always brought her back, and it gave her another chance.
Narcan is a nasal spray. It comes in a little single-dose container that fits up your nostril. Today, it's available without a prescription from pharmacies like Walgreens and CVS. Susan's church, Orchard Park Presbyterian, has had Narcan in the nurse's office since 2016, but has never really had to use it. But now the church has made Narcan even more accessible. It's available in three unlocked metal boxes hung on the walls throughout the building. The church was among the first to get the free Narcan boxes as part of a federally funded Erie County Department of Health program. There's one right in the sanctuary, the room where musicians practiced near the altar on a recent weeknight. There's even a Narcan box hung just down the hall from where Susan's grandkids go to Sunday school. Narcan causes no harm to people who are not addicted to opioids, so while it revives people who have overdosed, it won't have any effect on someone who takes it accidentally, like, say, a curious kid. Brennan says she's all for it.
I think it's completely wonderful. I think with the progressiveness of this church, hopefully other people will see that it's such a life-saving measure.
Orchard Park Presbyterian's faith community nurse Sherry Pomeroy opened a Narcan box, explaining, even though the drug is intended to revive heroin and opioid addicts, there's been no opposition to having it in church or around kids. She's been educating members about Narcan and opioid addiction for about 4 years.
The people who come here are accustomed to us doing these things, so I think that's one of the reasons there isn't pushback. It's not like all of a sudden in our can box. We've done all this education.
301 people in the county died in 2016 of opioid-related causes. That number fell in 2018 to 191, and that downward trend has continued. Since November, the health department has given out around 400 Narcan wall units. County residents will see Narcan boxes hanging, sometimes alongside automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, in places like schools, community centers, bars, restaurants, union halls, and construction sites. Cheryl Moore, the county's opioid program manager, says the effort will familiarize people with Narcan and the opportunity for treatment.
Part of what it's doing is normalizing the disease process, the same as with an AED. When they first came out, nobody knew what they were. We were all afraid. So just getting the accessibility out there, getting people a chance for treatment.
Moore said there are around 100 Narcan wall boxes left to distribute to establishments that request them. Susan Brennan.
The more accessibility people understand that there's Narcan, if they're driving with someone and they're ODing and they get to it, there's another chance for their family. There was no more chances for Julie.
The health department hopes to attract additional funding to purchase more Narcan wall boxes. Kate Kay, WBFO News.